Today we're going to be talking about how to get your mental focus and clarity back without having to buy pills, potions, lotions, or therapy. Now, I know you guys are probably wondering, what is that about? What is that about? Well, in today's world, especially with coming out of, let's say, the Jones juice or the I don't want to even say the name, coming out of that epidemic, we are now finding ourselves having to go through sometimes therapy to get things the way that we want them to go. We're having to pick up some, when I say potions and pills, some of us are having to go to our naturopath, and we're having to ask them to mix us up an elixir to help our minds. And then some of us, we're going through a normal therapist. We were trying to figure out what is happening in our world and why are we having difficulty cutting through the noise. That is the problem right now. It's so much noise out there. There's so many, gurus. There's so much information. There's so much and so many things going on, and we're trying to figure out what's best for us, right? What is the best option for us? And that is exactly where this masterclass is coming into play, because whether you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, or a high-level executive, or just someone that's just getting started in entrepreneurship, or you may have been an entrepreneur for years and you're finding yourself kind of stuck or in a place where you can't move forward, you're just kind of at a standstill, or you're a high-level executive working at someone's employment, and you're trying to figure out why your ideas and your creative information and your mindset is not flowing like it used to. So this is what we're going to talk about today. So let's go ahead on and get started. A little bit about the speaker, who is myself. My name is Chi-Chi Johnson. I am the founder and CEO of Chi-Chi Global, and I help entrepreneurs, business owners, and high-level executives upgrade their mindset, motivation, and marketing while serving the world with total uniqueness and authority. And you're going to find that the things that we're going to talk about today is all going to be based on the word of the Most High. So here's my disclaimer for everybody that's joining this masterclass and everybody that's in it. Please note that my foundational and my worldview comes from the word of God. And that is the foundation that I build all of everything when it comes down to my business life, my personal life. It centers around the word, because the word is a firm foundation, and it is the only thing that is standard in staying up to truth, And so with all of the voices that are coming at us today in today's world, we have to have a standard, a solid foundation. And so this is what makes everything that we're going to talk about today so unique, because we're going to be talking about the word. And what is the word? The word is the word of God, the word of the Creator, the word that has been thousands and thousands and thousands of years constant and is still constant, And the word of God is what makes everything operate. His word is what makes everything move and everything that's in motion. And so just a little bit about myself. I am a mother of six. So my authority comes from being able to operate. I'm from corporate America. I've got about 20 years in the corporate America industry, which comes from insurance background, running two national offices in the US, one in Louisiana, one in Texas. Also being able to manage my, family and making sure that my family is going well, and then my personal relationships while doing all of this through homeschooling my children. It's a balancing act, but it's something that is unique that I can help show you how to do. And we're going to all do it through the viewpoint and the worldview of the Word of God. To me, that has been my strong tower. To me, that has been my shield, my sword. To me, that has been everything that has helped me to become who I am today. And so, thank you so much for listening to that little insert. Now, we're going to get started talking about your mindset. Your mindset. I want to be sure that we're on the same dictionary. I want to be sure that we have the same understanding when it comes down to what the mindset is. And so I'm not just going to take for granted that you know what mindset means and I know what mindset means. We're going to all look at this together and we're going to get the definition of what a mindset is. Now, before we get started, I want to welcome you to grab a pen and a pad, and I want to make sure that you're able to take some notes on what we're going to talk about today, because you're going to want to take these notes and you're going to want to review it over and over and over again, because this is going to be some great, valuable information that I believe you're going to refer to time and time again. That's going to keep you on what I consider the straight and narrow. That's going to help your mind continue to be at a flow of clarity, of focused. Okay. So what is mindset? Well, this comes from the Wikipedia.org, and it says mindset, an established set of attitudes regarded as typical of a particular group's social or cultural views. It's the outlook, the philosophy, or the views of a person. Now, also more generally, it's the frame of mind, the attitude, and the disposition. It may also arise from a personal worldview. Remember, we talked about that worldview earlier today, or philosophy of life. So, it is the frame of your mind. It is your attitude. It is established sets of attitude. It's also your disposition. And it arises mainly from your worldview or your philosophy of life. Now, let's talk a little bit about philosophy of life and worldview. Well, where does all that come from? Well, first of all, our worldview didn't come from just ourselves. Just keep that in mind. Our worldview had to be shaped by someone. Our worldview had to be shaped by something, okay? So just keep in mind that as a series of events happen in our lives, our worldview is being shaped, right? But even if we go back before the events, the very first person or people that is able to start shaping how you see things, people, places in the world, is your parents. So a lot of your worldview stems from your parents. And then as your parents have more children and you have more siblings, you might have older siblings where they've been able to influence you, or even younger siblings where they've been able to influence what? Your worldview, how you see life, right? And then not only your siblings, but your aunts and your uncles. Don't forget about your grandmother and your grandfather, you know, because our parents get their worldview and their philosophy from what? Their parents. And then their parents' parents. So we basically have all of these things that have been passed down to us, consolidated into our parents, that teach us different things. Now, let's not stop there. Our worldview also comes from going to school. That's the first set of influence. Well, even let's back up from there. Church comes before school. For those of you that, you know, went to church, and even I'll just say religion in general, because everyone doesn't have the same religious background. But let's just say that your worldview stems from religion. And then from religion, your worldview begins to be influenced by your education, your teachers, your peers that you go to school at, right? Throughout elementary, middle school, high school, and then college. And then your worldview begins to be shaped by politics, because you begin to come alive as to how the government operates. It also shapes by the medical industry. You may have to end up going and getting, different checkups and different things like that, physicals. And so your worldview is even being shaped by that, you see. And then as you venture out and get older, your worldview begins to be shaped by your employer or your business. So a lot of us have worked for someone in the past, and so we're shaped by our employer and how they run things and how they do business. It's also shaped by any type of motivational or self-development classes that we've attended. It's also shaped by our mentors and people that we choose to be the mentors in our life. It's also shaped by our peers that we work with or our peers, you know, that we do business with. So you, as you can see, a lot of the things, a lot of the mindset, a lot of the philosophies, a lot of things that we have taken in, our cultures, our social values, you know, the particular things that we believe in are shaped by so many different people. And not even thinking about the events of our life, you know, all of these things come into play. But I want you to keep in mind this one thing as we think about all of these different things that have shaped our worldview. Which ones have you decided they're your worldview? Which ones have you adopted as your primary worldview? Not the ones that grandma and mama and daddy and all, which one of these philosophies, these cultural norms, these social values, how many of those values and established things have become your worldview where you have actually tested them to be sure that they're tried and true as to this is what it is, this is life, this is truth, okay? Just keep that in mind. These are questions that I want you to begin to ask yourself. Why? Because you need to know, first of all, how did you come about your mindset? How did you establish these set of attitudes, these set of worldview, this set of philosophy? And what do you balance it all against? What truth do you have to be able to balance your worldview and your philosophies and your traditions and your cultural values, your social norms and all of this? What standard or what foundation do you have to balance this against to make sure that everything that you know and everything that you believe is true? See, that's where we're going to talk a little bit about the Word of God, but let's keep going. This is a quote from Iveta Ochel. And the quote states, until you realize how easy it is for your mind to be manipulated, you remain the puppet of someone else's game. I'm going to repeat that because it's very important that you hear it. This is such a primary thing that you need to hear again. Until you realize how easy it is for your mind to be manipulated, you remain the puppet of someone else's game. One more time. I think you need to, I need to hear this more. I need to hear this. I think you need to hear it again. Until you realize, until you understand, until you wake up, till your mind absorbs and can see how easy it is for your mind to be manipulated, you remain the puppet of someone else's game. And this is why we first talked about mindset. Where did your worldview come from? Where did your philosophy of life come from? Where did your social or culture values come from? Start beginning to question that and look at this quote. All of us at some point have been manipulated by someone else's point of view. All of us have been manipulated by someone else's thought process. All of us have been manipulated by someone else's system. All of us have been manipulated by the way that someone else thinks or someone else's viewpoint. But when we begin to realize that, we now have to bring to perspective, is this what I believe? Is this what I know to be true? Have I tested everything that I think I believe is to be true against what? Against who? Against what foundation? What is your worldview based on? What is your philosophy of life based on? Because if you're basing it upon this guru that believes in Zen Buddhism and this guru that believes in multiculturalism and this one believes in Scientology and this one believes in Egyptology and Nubianism and humanitarianism, all these isms and schisms, then maybe you need to take a step back and begin to question why you believe that way And is it a real, is it a firm foundation? Is it something that's solid? Is it something that remains to be true? Or is it just something that you have adopted as your truth for now until you have tested it to be true? You really haven't done a lot of work to start testing it. You really haven't thought about a lot of work for it to be tested. Because you know what? A lot of times we're afraid to find out what we believe is not true. A lot of times we are afraid that if we begin to dig deep into what we consider our traditions, our superstitions, our cultural norms, the things that we believe or the firm foundation of our faith, a lot of times when we begin to really dig into ourselves and think about why do I believe this way? Why do I think this way? Have I researched this to be true? When you really begin to boil it down to, you start thinking about it. I think that some people are afraid because they don't want their foundation to be shifted. They don't want their foundation to be shaken. They're too afraid to really find out the truth. And if you take a look at what I have in the back of this quote, you see the Matrix, right? How many of you remember the movie The Matrix? I know you. If you remember the movie The Matrix, just type yes in the chat. Just type yes in the chat. You see, I remember watching the movie Matrix. And I remember when it came to this point where Neo was being said, okay, like you're in this stimulated or this simulated stimulation, and this stuff is not real. You're programmed, okay, here's this red pill and this blue pill. You know, this pill will take you down the rabbit hole further and make you understand more of the truth, of which that's the best way to do it, because you want to know the truth. You don't want to, I believe most of us on this live wants to know the truth. We don't want to be manipulated. We don't want to stay in a lie. And this blue pill, or maybe I got it mixed up, will make you go back to sleep, you know, and everything will be as right as rain. You don't have to worry about it. You'll be back in the Matrix. You'll forget all about this stuff. And you don't have to worry about it. But is that really the way you want to live your life? Is that really the way that you want life to go? Do you really want to stay asleep? Do you really want to stay thinking about, well, this could be this way or this could be that way, or I just believe because it is the way it is? Do you really want to stay in that, or do you want to know the truth about yourself? You know? So if you're like me, I want to know the truth. I want to know why I believe what I believe. And does it hold water to what is true? What is truth, right? And the reason I'm taking you down this path is because of the next slide we're going to go into. And this one is talking about the foundational truth. This is the truth that I was speaking of when I was talking about the Word of God being my foundational truth, the Word of God being the solid foundation in which I believe to be true, right? And the reason I know that it's true is because it has proved itself for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it's still the same. It's still the same. And one thing about this, I don't need a ton of people to believe my truth to be true, because truth will stand on its own, right? If you need a bunch of people to believe your truth to be true, then maybe it's you're the one that's questioning, is it really true? Because truth can stand on its own. It doesn't need any proof. It doesn't need 20 or 30 people to stand up and say that it is. If you believe that this is true, then you can stand on your own 2 feet knowing that it whatever it's saying is going to come to pass. You can test this. The scripture has been tested thousands of years, and it's still coming to pass. Even in today's society, you can try the scripture. You can try the word of God by the series of events that is happening on a day-to-day basis. And guess what? It is standard and it is shown to be true. Irregardless of what the world is saying, what they're running after this or that, this is the standard for me. And I'm not saying that you have to believe, but I am saying you need to question your worldview and your foundation on what you believe is truth. But for this particular class, we're talking about the Word of God being true. So the foundational truth that we're going to talk about today is being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's why we started off with all those questions early on in the masterclass. You have to really, if you want to get your mindset changed, if you want to get unstuck, if you want to get to the point where you can start concentrating again, if you want to get rid of brain fog, if you want to get rid of unorganization, if you want to get rid of things not working out, you're not organized yourself, you can't seem to, you know, you have a system and sometimes you get on that system and sometimes you don't. If you really want to get to the point where you can get your mind creating and flowing again with great ideas and things that are going to work for your business, then this is why you need a solid foundation to base what you have been believing on and what is truth. Because the things that you may have picked up along the way from other people may not be the truth that you need to continue on listening to. It may not be the truth that you need to continue on using because it may not be serving you well anymore. So now it's time to transform the mind. Now it's time to start asking those questions, why you believe what you believe. Because that is the only way you're going to get the mind to begin to shift. That's the only way that you're going to begin to get the mind to be able to figure out. When you ask the mind the right questions, the mind begins to work for you and not against you. When you ask the mind the right questions, it's going to begin to dig in and begin to give you answers to great questions if you ask the mind the right questions. And then once you begin to ask those questions, you need a firm foundation to bounce that off of. You need a truth. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. You have to renew your mind. Okay, now let me make think about your mind like a growing, and it's always growing. But think about your mind like a tree. Okay? Think about your mind as any like a beautiful fruit tree. That tree is supposed to bear fruit. That tree is always supposed to be, you know, available in its season, right? So let's just say, for instance, mangoes. I love mangoes. You know, I'm in Africa, so I love mangoes and all these different tropical fruit that we have access to, papayas. But let's just say your mind is like a mango tree. Mangoes, you know, they normally put out, let's say, twice a year. So they're semi-annual, okay? And that tree is going to continue to produce fruit, but not if you don't prune it. It will produce fruit, but you'll start seeing the fruit get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then sometimes you'll see no fruit because the fruit needs to be pruned. Not only that, but the tree needs to be pruned. And not only that, the tree needs to be put in good water. It has to have a good surrounding of moisture at some point. And it has to be at a certain elevation because some, you know, fruit trees don't fruit high up in altitude. They have to be on a good solid foundation where the soil is rich. The soil is going to get some good water and nutrients. It's going to get some good sunlight. So it's going to need an area where the sun can get to it, right? And it's got to be pruned. Every time it gives out fruit, then you got to prune that tree, because as you prune the tree, guess what? The fruit comes back even greater and even bigger sometimes. But a lot of times we treat our fruit trees like, in our minds, or our minds like our fruit tree. We don't think that it needs to be pruned. We don't really care about the amount of soil. We just dump all kind of soil on it. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. We don't take the time to cut away things that may work or may not. We don't worry about the sunlight that comes in. Always getting enough sun, that's good. You know, and we are definitely not concerned about the elevation or attitude that where we have this tree planted at. Why? Why do we think our minds are going to continue to perform at a top level when we are not even sure that we're giving it the right nutrients? We're not even giving it the right water. The sunlight is definitely not coming in well, and we're not pruning it. If you're not doing these things to your mind, you're not going to grow. The mind will not grow. If you got old information, and you know how fast information goes in and out of date, in and out of it's relevant. It may be relevant today. It may be irrelevant tomorrow. Information goes so quickly, it goes in and out of style. So you don't give yourself an opportunity to go back and look at all the information that you still got stored in the mind, and you think that it's sitting there. It's sitting there and nothing's happening, and then you just keep piling more and more information, and the mind is trying to decipher and figure out what folders and files and where to store it and what to do with it and all this stuff like that. And you're really over processing your chip, your mind, the chip that's in your mind, your Intel chip, you know, and it's overloaded. You're not removing the stuff that's not relevant anymore. You're not removing the stuff that's not true anymore. You're not removing the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, but you still want this mind to operate at optimum level. And you're feeding it all kind of stuff from everywhere, from everyone. This might work. Let's throw this in. This might work. Let's throw this in. It's kind of like you, just like back in the day, my sales manager, once upon a time when I first got into sales, like, this, you need to do more value-based selling to figure out what people need. You don't just take and just throw spaghetti on a wall and think it's going to stick, or just give them something, just throw it at them and just think, okay, this is going to be good, they'll buy it. You have to do value-based selling. It has to be strategic. It has to be something that's valuable. It's got to be something that's been put together with them in mind. And all that other fluff and all that other stuff that doesn't work, you need to carve all that stuff out and see what is going to work for your client. What is going to be best for them? Well, it's the same thing with your mind. If you have old clutter and old information and old stuff that's been inside of your brain and you have not been transforming it to get it renewed, then guess what? The mind is not going to operate. At some point, it's going to start malfunctioning. At some point, you're going to get taken information, get disinterested in that, take some more information, get interested in that. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get fluttered. You're going to give up more. You're going to find yourself trying all these different things, spending all these different money, and that's where your pills, potions, and lotions and therapy comes in, because you think that the newest thing is the best thing for you. Or I'll get this, or I'll get that, or I'll buy this DVD, or I'll get this coaching program, or this or that and the other. And now it's time for you to understand that your mind needs to be transformed. Your mind needs to be decluttered. Your mind needs to be defragged. Your mind needs to be renewed. Okay? So this is why we're talking about this foundational truth. You know, I don't know of too many other, you know, gurus out there before they start telling you the best system you should have, or the best program you should get, or the best task, the next goal set you have. They're not telling you that you need to take all that old stuff and get rid of it in order for the mind to operate at a better optimal level. The mind is still storing that stuff. It's still lingering in the back of there. You have to remove it, okay? You have to get it sorted out, figure out what's good and bad, figure out what worked and what didn't work, figure out what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep. Let it get to the proper folders inside of your mind and store it where it needs to go, and now it's renewed. Now you have a new rebooted mind that you can start working with. Okay, you have to treat your mind as the most valuable asset that you have, because you don't want to get into overload, overwhelm. That's when you get into the point where doubt comes in, fear comes in, anxiety comes in. You start getting into a scarcity mindset. Nothing works. Woe is me. I can't do this. Then you start feeding your mind all this negative stuff, and then you wonder why the negative stuff is continuing to happen in your life. Because you're not renewing that mind. It's really not your fault, because a lot of people aren't talking about this nowadays. Everybody wants to know, what's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. You know that song? Everybody wants to know what's new, just like the Greeks. Everybody wants to know what's the new saying, what's the new quotes, what's the new system, what's the new marketing tool, what are we going to do now? Nobody wants to go back and review what didn't work. What do we need to get rid of? Let's just review what worked and what didn't work, so we won't be going, being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, running around to this prophet, running around to that prophet. Let's renew our mind, okay? We need to renew our mind. That's what scripture says. And how are we going to do this? By one, figuring out yourself. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you like? Do you know what you not like? Do you know how you learn? You see, our school system has put out a lot of robots. That's a big thing that affects our mind today. We are so educated that we're dumb. We got so much education that we can't even sort through all the soil that they taught us in order to know, first of all, who are you, and did you get, were you able to be taught the right way for you? You see, I homeschool all six of my children. And what I had to realize is that each one of these kids were different learners. I had to understand that these little souls that I had been entrusted to had a different way that they thought, a different way that they felt, and a different way that they learned. And I couldn't teach my son, Caleb, the same way that I could teach his twin, Kayla. I couldn't teach, you know, my other daughter, Sarah, the same way that I was teaching my daughter, Aisha. I couldn't teach everybody the same way, because everybody learned differently. So what I had to understand is that God has given all of my beautiful children different ways of learning, different ways of thinking, and because of that, I am going to have to be a different type of teacher. I remember one of my mentors saying that it's not the child that can't learn, it's the way that the teacher is teaching them, that they need to be the ones to understand how to teach each particular child. It's not that they can't learn, it's just how they're teaching, how the system is teaching your child. So when do you ever get a chance, right, in any school system to tell your teacher, well, I don't learn that way? The first thing they're going to tell you is you got ADD, you got ADHD, or you're a slow learner. They try to put you in a slow class, put you on the slow bus. And they try to pile it all on you as a kid, or they try to pile it all on your child and make them feel like they're the ones, or they're the reason that life is bad. They got a bad mind and they need to learn like everybody else. Well, guess what? We weren't created the same as far as our gifts and talents. We weren't created the same. The way that we learn is differently. It's not that we can't learn, it's who are you? And how do you learn? How does your mind operate? Well, Chi-Chi, you say this mindset class, what does this have to do with mindset? It has everything to do with mindset. Because if you don't understand how you learn, when you get ready to start mastering these different things, if you want to learn, you know, learning is mastery. Learning is not just learning and say, boop, put it in an envelope, say, well, I guess I learned that, and you pull it back out again. No, learning is mastery. You want to master what you're learning to do. Any book that you're reading, you want to make sure that you master that book. How do you master it? By reading it over and over and over again. That's how you renew your mind. But what if you're not a reader? What if you are an auditory person? You're never going to learn, because you're going to look at that book and you're going to look at those words. And guess what? You might have a little dyslexia as a child. And if you got a little dyslexia like my daughter Sarah does, and reading becomes frustrated at some point for her. And glasses don't help. You know, it was so funny. It was so funny because I didn't realize that my child, one of my oldest daughters, had dyslexia until I realized that she came to me and saying, Mom, I'm reading words. This came probably in middle school. She's like, Mom, I'm reading words backwards. Like I'm reading, and then when I get to a certain point, I'm reading word back, they're backwards. And I was like, okay. So you might be suffering from eye fatigue, but I do understand dyslexia is real. So let's take you to a vision doctor and just different things. Let them check your eyes and all of that. So we go to the eye doctor. We go to the ophthalmologist, not an optometrist, but an actual eye doctor. And he's checking her out and saying basically that she needs glasses because she can't see well. And I'm seeing this child read the charts. This, you know, they give you this eye chart, and she's reading all the way down to, like, I don't know, this line I can't read. And I'm like, she can see. There's nothing wrong with what she's seeing. She's saying that she, at a certain point, her words begin to, you know, when she's reading over a long period of time, that's when her words begin to, you know, flip-flop. And I don't know if it's eye fatigue. If it is, then maybe we can work out some glasses, but I don't think it's just eye fatigue. So, needless to say, we began to work on strengthening, you know, her eye muscles through natural eye activities, giving her more vitamins and different things like that. And a lot of that stuff worked out. But she's one of the best writers. She's an excellent reader and an excellent writer. She loves photography. And I knew that it wasn't just glasses was going to fix it. You know, so you have to take more interest in understanding how you learn and specifically also how your children are learning. But let's just talk about you. Don't take for granted just because you're going to some doctor or some surgeon or whatever, and they give you their pronouncement of a diagnosis that that is what it is. The Father created our bodies to heal itself. And we don't have to take medications and pills and lotions and potions and drugs to find out that it might just be something we don't know or understand, or it just might be a vitamin that we're deficient in, or we might just have to go, like the tree needs more sunlight. Maybe we stay in too long on the computer too long, and maybe we need to go out and get more sunlight. Maybe the nutrition that we're feeding ourselves is not feeding our brains, is not feeding our eyes. Is maybe the nutrition that we're getting, or what the nutrition we think we're getting, is not feeding the cells at a cellular level. So maybe we need to find out that we need to change our diet. That's one thing I had to do when it came down to my children. Okay, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but you have to know yourself. So why? You need to know how you learn. So that way, you can learn faster. You can learn at an accelerated pace. So you can begin to master the different skill sets that you need to run a business. It's not enough that you just go, oh, I'll go on YouTube and check out a video. And at the end of the video, you got the problem fixed. But guess what? You didn't learn anything. All you did was look at the video and step by step by step. So what's going to happen again? The problem is going to occur again. And because you did not learn it and master it, what's going to happen? You're going to have to go find that same YouTube video, and you're going to do the same thing, step by step by step. You're not trying to figure out the problem. You just want a quick fix. But that's not how business works. That's not how the world works. That's not how life works. You have to master these skills. If you are a business person and you're trying to figure out why you're not getting clients, it's because you need to optimize the way that you get leads in. Okay? And you need to understand how to do that better. So you need to take lead generation classes. And it's not just putting on a Facebook ad and say, well, I'm gonna just do this like this guru said and give them something free, you know, and I'm gonna get all these leads. But then once you get the leads in, you have to master communication. You have to master asking questions. You have to master understanding how this person's mind works. So sales is another thing that you master. You have to master if you're going to be giving out a large package like a group coaching, then you need to understand how to put this in the mind of that person when you're on the phone with them selling them this high ticket or high ticket offer. Or let's say, for instance, if you have a large package of a web design or whatever, you're going to have to master communicating to that person to make them understand what you offer and how it's valuable to them. Okay, these are skills, listening skills. See, you know, these are skills. Skills have to be mastered. Okay, so how do you learn? Are you an auditory learner? Are you somebody that audible is your friend? It's your best friend. I'm not the best reader. I can read, but I'm not the best reader. I pick up more through sound. And I love listening. I can listen to an audio book in a day. I can listen to an audio book in 2 days and listen to it again in 4 days and then listen to it again in six. And I can pretty much help to mat, you know, it become mastery where I can master that book because I learned through auditory. Okay. Maybe you are a visual learner. My son Gabriel, my son Caleb, he learns through reading. He loves to read. He loves to read encyclopedias. He loves to read dictionaries. He's like his father, my husband. He'll just read because he has a love for reading. He has a love for information. He's a visual learner. He doesn't need to listen and hear it. He just needs to somebody to put a book snap, in his hand and he will learn it through reading. That's his joy, you know. I had about my children, you know. And then I have learners like Sarah and my daughter Kayla and my other daughter Aisha. They learn hands-on. Okay, so simply means they have to not only see it through video, but they need to be doing it. How you have been framed. This is the way that you learn. Everyone learns differently. Everyone has a different way of getting information into their brains, assimilating it the way their mind can. The reason why it's important for you to know how you learn is because it's going to help you become background checks. Just give me just a minute. I'm going to do some background checks here and I'll be right back. I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere, everyone. Just hang around. So don't go anywhere, everyone. Just hang around. Here, and I'm going to backtrack into what I just said for everyone to hear. And what I said was, is that if you find out the best way that you learn, then you will understand how to train others. If you find out the best way that you know how to learn, then you will be able to disseminate this information to others. Now, what do you mean by disseminate the information to others? What I mean is you'll be able to take the information that you've learned on a master scale, and you'll be able to train your team. That is the best way to do it. If you learn and master and learn how you learn, you'll be able to show your teammates or the people that you're hiring how they learn so that they can be a help to you. Right? So you want to master how you learn because it's going to help your mindset. It's going to really help the way that you feel about yourself. It's going to help you understand, you know, how you're going to be able to take information in and what's the best way to take information in for you. Some of these, let's just say gurus may not teach you the way that you like to learn. And some of you are still hanging on to these gurus because everybody else says that they're good. But when you get ready to learn from them, you're like, oh, I really don't like the way this person teaches. You need to find a different mentor. Or you need to find a way to learn what they're teaching. And then not in the way that they're teaching it, but learn how to master what they're teaching in a different way. Okay? There's information out there everywhere. There's teachers out there everywhere. People are going to teach you in a different way. You're going to vibe with people in a different way. But you've got to find the best way for you to learn. You've got to find the best person that you can learn from. Okay? Because at the end of the day, if you can't take this information that you're learning, master it and being able to teach someone else, because like I said, you're going to have to take this information and you're going to have to master it. So when you start bringing people on to your business, right? Or for instance, if you're a high-level executive and you have to train these people, you have to have this thing mastered so you know how to teach them. You might have someone that you're managing and they are having an issue with being an auditory learner. They're having an issue being a visual learner. You need to know what you need to do to help your team progress, you know. And you also need to know this when you're getting ready to start hiring people. It's very important that you know how they learn, you know, and what they've learned and what you need to teach and the skill that they need to master. So just keep that in mind. All of this is going to be great information for you and your mindset. It's going to make you feel bolder. It's going to make you feel better about yourself. It's going to help you with your mindset. Okay? Now, we've said all this stuff, and this is just the beginning of the training. We got to get into the different secrets of how to get your mind free. But this is stuff that we have to go through in order for you to learn this. That's the thing. You have to break through all these barriers. You got to cut through all this trash. You got to remove all of this old mindset, stinking thinkings. It's all got to come out of your mind so that you can breathe and begin to just start from scratch, start all over and say, how do Chi-Chi learn? How am I going to get this system up and going? What do I want to get done? How do I like getting it done? Is this something that's real? Get this burden off of you. Get these notifications, these bell notifications going off in your head. Turn them all off and get rid of them so that now your mind can be free. So let's talk about secret number one, how to free the mind. Just a real quick quote. The mind is like a computer. It runs programs. Most of the software has been poorly written. It was written in the language of fear. Uh-oh. Those of you that know the Bible, the Most High has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many of you know that? How many of you heard that? But how many of you believe it? Listen to the statement again by Frederick Lenz. He said, the mind is like a computer. It runs programs. Most of the software has been poorly written. It is written in the language of fear. If your foundational truth is on anxiety, it's on lack, it's on not enough, it's on I can't do, I can't afford it, I don't know how to do it, one, I guess I got to choose one or the other. If your mind is programmed that way, then guess what? It's going to be in the language of fear. You're never going to progress. You're never going to push forward. You're never going to get unstuck because fear is not of the Most High. Perfect love casts out fear. We cannot operate in fear. Fearful people are easily to be controlled. Get that fear and anxiety. It's really anxiety. Get it out of your life. Get it out of your life. Do not allow the enemy to come at you with this fear because the Most High has given us a sound mind. He's given us abundance. He's given us life, joy and hope and a future, and is not operating in fear. So listen to what he said. The mind is like a computer. So the first thing, secret number one on how to free your mind, is we got to defrag it. We got to declutter it. We need to optimize that mind because it works like a computer. Well, Chi-Chi, how in the world are we going to do all that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Defrag, declutter. You have to sit down, just like we talked about in the very first beginning of this class, and you're going to have to figure out what's real and what's not. And let's just start with the basic stuff, habits. Let's just start with the bare bones. Let's start with the habit system. Your habits were framed by your mother and your father, sister and brothers, peers, and just like we said, culture, values, everything that you've learned. But your main habits have been formed by your family, like your mother and your father, your aunts and uncles, people around you, close friends and relatives. And has it served you well? The things that you do on a day-to-day basis, has it been serving you well? If it hasn't, then it's time for you to go in and start doing some habit maintenance. This is the fastest way. You can do this with each and every area of your life. But this is what the main thing I want you to start doing, because we're talking about mindset, right? So let's think about what habits or systems have I set up to guard my mind. Think about that. I'll repeat it again. What habits or systems have you set up to guard your mind? A habit is a routine, and a routine is a system. That's all it is. So what habits or routines or systems do you have set up to defrag, to declutter, to renew and guard your mind? Most of us don't have anything. Most of us don't have anything. So that's why we need something greater than ourselves. We need a better foundational truth, and we need to continue to what? prune that tree. We need to continue to make sure it's in good soil. We need to make sure it's getting enough water, and we need to make sure it's having enough sunlight. That's what the mind is the same way. So the way we defrag the mind is I have a blueprint that I teach in my mental detox challenge. And one of the main things that I teach is to sit down in a space in your place, quiet, all by yourself, and begin to do a mind dump. And dump, this is how we defrag and declutter. Dump all of those thoughts that are not healthy for you. Dump out the good thoughts, dump out the bad thoughts, dump out the stuff you've been telling yourself, dump out the stuff that others have told you, dump out the things that you think on a daily basis. If it's fear, get rid of that, write it down. Now, let me tell you, remember we just talked about how you learn, right? Well, you might do the same thing as a person. You may not be a journaler. It's okay. You may not want to write. You may be one that wants to speak things. Well, they got these things called cell phones now that have recorders on them. And you can either type it in through text, or you can flip that record button in your notepad and begin to speak. Speak all of those things, whether they're positive or negative, but dump everything on some pad, pen, paper, or phone, or recorder, or if you're a person that likes to be on the computer and type, type it out. However it's best that you're comfortable in doing this operation, get those things out of your head. The next thing that once you get it out, write down number two, that's the thoughts. Number two, now write down all the things that you're worried about as far as what you have to get done that day, that month, that year. Just write it all down. Get it all out your head. What I got to do today, what I got to do tomorrow, all of those things, everything that I have to take care of. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to go run to the office. I got to do this for the kids. Write it all down. It's important, whether it's good or bad. Get it on some paper. Record yourself. Type it out. Whatever's comfortable for you. Get it out of your brain onto some form of recording, whether you record it on paper, whether you record it on your phone, whether you record it on your computer. Remove it all. And this is a daily thing. So you're defragging it. Well, you're decluttering and you're defragging. What do you mean? Because when you finish dumping all this stuff out of your mind, you're going to begin to disseminate now and go through it and say, this isn't true. This isn't true. This isn't true. I don't necessarily have to do this. I don't necessarily have to have this. No, I don't want to do this. You'll be able to, at that point, begin to speak to yourself and know that the things that you're thinking and the things that other people thought of you are the things that you feel like you have to do and all of these different things. Some of them are true and some of them are not true. And some of them are in the far, far distant future that you have to do. And the mind is reminding you to do all these things. It's not even necessary. You have to do it right now. So you have to get all these things written out. You have to turn these alarm bells off. Notifications is just like these pings that you get in Facebook. Turn those notifications off in your head. Now, another thing you're going to find that as you go through day to day, you want to make sure that you keep your pen and pad. It could be a little bitty notebook that you take with you, but you're going to find other thoughts that come. Write those down. Dump it. But the biggest dump you're going to find is in the morning, and the biggest mind dump you're going to find is in the afternoon. But you're going to find that once you get these things off your head and begin to really look at it for what it is, that those notifications will not come back up again. They may come back up every 2 or 3 days. They may come back up every week. You'll find out that they're coming up less and less and less until finally they don't come up anymore. But you have to be consistent at this to keep your brain defragged. Also, you have to understand you have programs that are old things in your mind that you have allowed to stay in there. And it's time for some of you to get rid of, like they say, delete old programs. It's time for you to delete old things that no longer serve you. What do you mean, Chi? I mean, go into your mind and begin to remove things that don't serve you. How am I do that? Remove emails and people that you are following via email that you don't need to have in your life no more. Get yourself outside of different, if you're a person that goes to Chamber of Commerce or whatever, and all these different groups that you like to run around but it doesn't serve you, get rid of those. Get rid of those meetings that are unnecessary. You know, a lot of these things that you do, when you do this mind dump, you will find it's not necessary to be done. It's just something that you're doing. Not only that, but you're going to find the stuff with family. The things that's going off in your head for your mom or your dad or your sister, your brother. Or even your child. It's not necessary that you have that notification going off in your head. Turn it off. That's your child's notification. It has nothing to do with you. That's your mom or dad's notification. It has nothing to do with you. You're holding on to somebody else's information. Oh, what do you mean? I mean that the things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis is not your information. So why are you letting it load into your mind? Why are you loading it every day? Get rid of it. You don't need to know what time your mama going to the doctor when somebody else is taking her. You don't need to know what time your father got to do this when he's already worked it out. You don't need to know what's going on with your child when they've already decided they're going to do what's what and they're adults. These notifications are coming as a part to disturb you. They're coming to worry you, even your friends. The things that's going on in their head that they're trying to dump on you, get rid of that. That's not your problem. And be careful who you allow to speak into your spirit. Be careful who you allow to speak into your life. Don't become their therapist. They'll come in to dump all of this worry on you, and you'll be worried about situations for them that they didn't forget they told you. So we have to become more wise at how we're allowing these things. You know why? Because our mind is like a huge store. It's got the most storage in any computer you'll ever meet. And it's still in there. It will store all of this stuff for everybody. Why do you want to hold on to your kids' old stuff? Get rid of that. Get rid of things that have no concern to you so that you can keep your mind free. And if you do this on a day-to-day basis, this is just a minimal thing that we teach in our mental detox class, but if you do this on a day-to-day basis, you will find that you're becoming freer and freer and freer. When you begin to write down those things that are bothering you and you begin to decipher, declutter between all that stuff and say, this is not mine, this is not mine, this is not mine, just like you sorting through clothes. This ain't my shirt. This ain't my pair of pants. This is my daughter's stuff. This is my son's stuff. What am I doing with this? Why am I holding on to all this junk? Because you never went in to declutter. You never went in to defrag. You've been carrying all this stuff in the old suitcase, just toting it around with you when it's time for you to get rid of it. And it all has to come from the mind. Free your mind. And you will find you'll have your optimizing your mindset. You'll become more freer. That's what the word optimize means, to be able to run at a more sufficient level. Your mind is going to be running at a more clearer level. It's going to be more focused. You're going to be able to concentrate more because you're going to turn off all those bell notifications in your head. Okay? Let's go on to number two. Secret number two, how anyone can achieve mental focus and clarity daily. Well, that was one of them. One of them was turning those bells off I just told you about. Number two is doing it on a day-to-day basis. What I need you to do is commit to this process daily. Some of y'all are going to do this process and you're going to stop. And you're going to fall right back into that same mental clutter, that same mental constraints and all things that you're going through right now is going to fall right back into it. And guess what? You're not going to have any success. You're going to stay stuck. Why? Because you will not develop the fortitude. You will not develop you won't make a commitment to you. This is not about a decision. This is about a commitment. This is a declarative statement. I am going to do this for me. This has nothing to do with, I think I'm going to do this. I believe I can do this. Choice A, B, or C. This has nothing to do with choices. This has everything to do with a commitment. And yes, I'm sorry, a decision. That I'm going to decide, I'm going to cut away all this stuff and I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to make this decision every single day. I'm going to do this mental mind dump so I can cut all this clutter out of my life. Okay? This is a daily thing. Why? Look at what Robert Kiyosaki said. Money is an idea. It's whatever you think it is. How are you going to think about ideas that's going to generate revenue for you if your mind is full of worry, if your mind is full of doubt, if you're still running that program of fear? If you have not taken the time to defrag, declutter, to work at an optimal level, you're not going to be able to concentrate. You're not going to be able to focus. So this is why you have to continue to do that on a day-to-day basis so that you can achieve mental focus. So that is what creating simple structure, that's the structure that you're going to create every single day to stay in the constant flow of money generating. You'll be surprised that once you turn all these ideas off, how you'll begin to flow with more ideas of how to increase your revenue. You'll be surprised that once you get all of this clutter out of your brain, your mind is going to begin to operate and think about different ways that you can add value to people's lives. And by you adding value to people's lives, you'll be able to create and generate more revenue streams. But if you're constantly got this old programming going on that's bothering you and bells going off, you're not going to be able to stay in that money generating flow. So the daily process that's going to keep you mentally clear to achieve this mind flowing, money generating idea flow, because remember, money is an idea and you have to be able to think about that idea, then you have to keep yourself in a daily mind dump. Number two, you have to be able to sit down and listen to some mind motivational things that's going to keep you. It's like self-development. You have to constantly be listening to self-development every day. Now, I don't know who your favorite person is when it comes down to who you love to listen to. I love to listen to Les Brown. Les Brown to me is one of the most motivating and one of the most, I just think he's one of the greatest motivational speakers, but also when it comes to self-development, I think he's one of the best out there. And I love the way that he structures his talks, because it really begins to make you dig into your personal self. It really makes you begin to dig into the way that you think and how you feel about yourself, and understand that it's just the mindset that has to be changed. You're okay. It's just the way that you're thinking that needs to be dumped out and renewed. Some of that old stuff has to come out. So one of the main simple structures that you need to understand is you have to consistently be feeding the tree, which is your mind, good water, and make sure it's in good soil. And the way you do that is you listen to self-development and personal development tapes and recordings to keep your motivation high. And when you begin to listen to these people, hope becomes alive. One of the main things that I love to do, one of the main motivational and self-development books that I love to read first thing, is the Bible. Why? Because it's truth. And the word says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. When I'm getting up in the morning, that's what I want to hear. I may not be able to read it all the time, but I turn on my audio side to the Bible, and I want to hear the words that's going to bring me life. I want to hear the words that's going to keep me motivated. I want to hear truth. I don't want to hear all what's going on in the news and all that downtrodden stuff, war here, people talking about this bad stuff. I don't care about that, because that's not going to grow me. I need to hear life. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff happening all over the world, but I don't have no solution for that stuff. And see, what you don't understand is you dumping stuff into your mind, you don't even have a solution for that stuff. The mind operates like it wants to create solutions. When you're putting worry and doubt in there, it's trying to figure out a way to get out of this pile of clutter that you put in it. You keep piling negative and piling defeat and piling fear and piling all this stuff, and it's trying to figure a way to get out of it, trying to solve the puzzle, trying to solve it. You don't have the time to be putting negative stuff in. You cannot do anything about these things. So you need to start figuring out, what do I have power to do? You have power over you. You have power over your situation. You have power to make your life change. Let's start there. Let's get into the mode of reading your word, bringing life into you, self-development tapes, self-development DVDs, self-development talks, motivational speeches. Keep yourself uplifted. Keep putting good things in so you can generate good things out. That's your simple structure. Simple structure, dumping out all the old, turning off all the old bell notifications and all the garbage and getting rid of old programs that don't serve you anymore. And then putting in new stuff. You cannot live without bringing in the new. If you clean out all the old, You've got to bring in some new good, some good stuff, better stuff. Because guess what? The more good stuff you put in, the less you're going to find your program or your mind being cluttered. Less. Okay? So get away from things that don't serve you. Get away from negativism. Get away from woe is me-ism. And get rid of people that are that way. You may have to get away from people for a period of time. You have to cut yourself loose away from people for a period of time to get your mind right. Because you need to get yourself built. Then when you go back into that environment, you might be able to help pull one of them out. Once you understand why you are the way you are, then you can understand why they're the way they are and help them. Simple structure that allows you to get your mind clear, focused, and optimized so that now you can start generating those ideas that are revenue creating. Things that's going to bring you abundance. Not just abundance in finances, but abundance in life, hope, and joy, peace. You're clearing up all of these things so that you can improve yourself. You can live an abundant life. You know, life is not always money. Wealth is not just about money and riches. It's about good health. It's about a good mind, clear mind. It's about having peace in your heart. It's about having hope. It's about being able to give to others and help others, not just financially, but words of wisdom, words of joy, and all of that. And then finances. Yes, riches, houses, cars, land, whatever. But all that stuff ain't going to come to you if you're full of doubt, if you're full of anxiety, if you're full of fear. If you're operating with your program that's been based on fear, you can forget it. So that's why we have to get rid of those mindsets so that we can gain mental clarity and have our creative mind flowing. That's going to help you in every area of your life. You're going to be more present. I'm going to say this and we'll get to secret number three. A lot of you are not present at home because you got all this stuff that you think about when you're coming away from your office, or you're coming away from your business, or you're coming away from these meetings that you're having with your peers or whatever. You just a minute. My program, okay, there we go. We're getting reconnected again. Like I said, I apologize. This is the live stream. We're just testing it. We're hoping that our circling stops, but we're gonna keep moving forward. We're gonna keep pressing on. We have to be more present. We have to be more focused. We have to spend more time in the present. Stop putting it on cruise control. And stop operating in that manner and be available when people are talking to you. Be present. Okay? Be present for your children. Be present for your team. Be present for your spouse. Be present for your business. Be present. It's important. Okay? Secret number three. Boy, this has been a class. I'm hoping you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. It's been a refresher to me to hear some of this stuff myself. But I know that this is things that I've had to do in order to keep myself free, right? So I'm just helping you, and hopefully this information has been valuable and helpful to keep you free, right? Secret number three, the simple solution to maintaining your newfound freedom. Simple solution. Let's listen to this quote by Earl Nightingale. And it says here, we become what we think about most of the time, and that's the strangest secret. Most people don't think about that. They think that they're supposed to be something different other than what they think about. But let me read that again into your hearing. It says, we become what we think about most of the time, and that's the strangest secret. We become what we think about. You think about something, you're thinking about fear, you're thinking about worry, you're thinking about doubt, you're thinking about this won't work, you're thinking about, oh, I can't buy this because I got to get this. You're not thinking about having them both. You're not thinking about how you can do it because you've already turned your brain off saying you can't do it. Let's stop doing that. How do we maintain this freedom? Learn the difference between the stinking thinking that's been keeping you stuck and a wealthy mindset that will unlock the money generating mind flow. We talked about doing this on a daily basis so that you can keep yourself free. We talked about going into self-development and listening to self-development and personal development to keep yourself motivated, keep yourself going. And now we're talking about removing the stinking thinking The only way you're going to know the stinking thinking is happening in your brain is to do that mind dump every day. We're going to remove the stinking thinking that's been keeping you stuck. And now with your personal self-development and your personal development and all of the mind motivational things that you're going to start adding to your life, like reading more books that are going to generate more understanding of who you are and how to build that wealth mindset. One of the things and one of the books that I believe everyone needs to read is Why You Act the Way You Do by Tim LaHaye. Let me type that in the chat so you all can get it. This is such a freeing book for me. I read this years ago, and the name of the book is Why You Act the Way You Do by Tim LaHaye. I hope you all can see this in the chat. Find that book. Find this book. Because let me tell you something. You are going to thank me for reading this book. This is one of the best self-development books that was ever handed to me when I first got into sales years and years and years ago, over 20 years ago. And when I begin to read this book, I begin to understand myself more and I begin to understand others more. How they think. How you think is so important. How you think and what you think about determines your whole life. That's why you have to start taking evaluation of your thoughts. You have to take evaluation of everything that goes through the mind. Begin to dump that on some paper. Dump that on a voice note. Dump it on your computer through text. See what you're thinking about every day. Take evaluation. Turn those notification bells off in your head for the task and things that you need to do. Get you some personal development, other books. One of the books that I would love to recommend also to you for you to read is called Atomic Habits. Once you've read or once you're taking an inventory of why you act the way you do, get this book called Atomic. I'm gonna type this in the chat. Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's important that you put good stuff in. That's how you're going to get rid of the stinking thinking. That is how you're going to unlock a wealthy mindset. That is how you're going to unlock generating ideas, wealth generating ideas. Because remember, what did Robert Kiyosaki say? Robert Kiyosaki said with this last one, secret number two, money is an idea. It's whatever you think it is. How are you going to think about money generating ideas when your mind is still stuck on what you can't do? You'd be surprised that when you, instead of saying, one of the things I remember reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, if you hadn't read that, that's another great book. And he used to say, in order for him to keep his mind, instead of getting his mind all locked up, the word I can't always locks up the mind. That's why scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. The moment you ask yourself empowering questions, how can I, is going to help unlock that money generating idea. How can I afford it? How can I do this? How can I make this better? The mind automatically shifts to a different position and it begins to start thinking of problem solution. Solutions. If you say I can't, it automatically shuts down and says, well, I guess you don't need me. You've already figured it out. And stop saying, well, I can either do this or I can do that. Wealthy people say, how can I do both? You want both. How can I do both? How can I get this and this? See, when you deal with a wealthy mindset, wealthy people are not thinking about, oh, well, I can only do this and I can either do this or do this. No, an abundance mindset that you should have because your father owns everything. If you believe in the creator of the universe, which is the Almighty, the Most High. If he owns everything and he has the ability to do it, you have the ability to do everything through his son, Christ, then you begin to ask yourself, how can I have both? How can I do this and this? If it's according to your will, Father, how can I do both? Show me how to do both. I want to be more productive. I want to be able to do this. I want the yacht and the mansion, if that's what you want. I want to go to Alabama and Alaska. I want the car and I want to go shopping every 3 months. You know, I don't know what it is. But you have to get out of this mentality that you can't have both. You can have everything if you begin to ask yourself empowering questions. Stop saying what you can't do. Stop saying what you can't have. And begin to ask yourself more empowering questions. These are wealth generating questions, mind generating questions. Okay? So begin to see yourself in a new light. Begin to see yourself in a different way. Begin to see yourself in a way that is more empowering so that you can be empowered. It's easier, I think there's a quote that says it's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking instead of thinking your way into a new way of acting. Just begin to go and act as if you have, act as if you can do it. Put your mind in a position of, I can do it. How can I do it? And it will begin to operate at a more optimal level for you. Once you get free, once you get defragged, decluttered, and you begin to put these simple little system structures in place, you begin to put your mind up in place, you begin to put and turn off those bell notifications in your head. When you begin to listen to your self-development and personal development and your motivational, tapes and records and get you somebody that you really enjoy, understanding how you learn to master these skill sets that you need in order to develop these great systems that's going to operate without you, and you're motivated, and those ideas, now that your mind is free, you're going to be able to bring the value that that you're bringing, and their revenue is going to soar. Everybody that's attached to you is going to soar. Why? Because you're going to come in with a better understanding, a better outlook on life. You're going to be able to know that there's nothing that's impossible for you through your creator. He's given you the power to create wealth. He's given you the understanding to master the skill. He's given you the peace in your heart going to come to pass. If you keep your mind strong, you guys can hear me. Okay. We're waiting to reconnect. Okay, let me be give me be patient here. I'm gonna turn it off and then I'm gonna turn it right back on. Okay, let's see what's going on with OBS here. And on my side, so you all can see the mental detox banner. I typed it into the chat so that everybody can see it. So it looks like we're back online again. And this has been a great time. I've gotten an opportunity to really test the stream. I've got an opportunity to test the YouTube. And like I said, I thank you so much for joining with us today. And hopefully you'll be able to join us on February the 20th through the 24th. That's this month at mentaldetoxchallenge.xyz/go. Go ahead on and either become a general member or get the VIP because there's a lot of bonuses that come with the VIP. So if you do join the Mental Detox Challenge, you can either join as a general member or a VIP. But come on in, get you a seat. Spacing is going to be limited. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to have 5 whole days to really get you detoxed, replenished, and renewed, and up and running again. So with that being said, thank you so much for spending time with me. Thank you so much for being part of this mastery class. I pray that it's been valuable to you. I pray that this class has been beneficial to you. And like I said, if you want to keep the learning going and more information coming and getting more free, join me for the mental detox. Put the challenge website in the chat and the dates that it's going on. Thank you all so much for joining me. Have an awesome day. Shalom, y'all.